This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, said on Wednesday the United States has offered to meet North Korea without preconditions and made clear that Washington has no hostile intent toward Pyongyang as the Security Council met over North Korea's latest missile launch. North Korea has long accused the United States of having a hostile policy toward the Asian state and asserted it has the right to develop weapons for self-defense. Thomas Greenfield said North Korea, quote, must abide by the Security Council resolutions, and it is time to engage in sustained and substantive dialogue toward the goal of complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. North Korea has been subjected to UN sanctions since 2006, which have been steadily strengthened in a bid to cut off funding for Pyongyang's nuclear and ballistic missile programs. The measures include a ban on ballistic missile launches. U.S. President Joe Biden said on Wednesday he's concerned about Chinese hypersonic missiles, days after a media report that Beijing has tested a nuclear-capable hypersonic glide weapon. Hypersonic weapons travel in the upper atmosphere of space at speeds of more than 5 times the speed of sound. The Financial Times recently reported China had tested a weapon in August that flew through space and circled the globe before cruising down toward a target that it missed. China's foreign ministry denies the report. The White House said Wednesday it has raised concerns about Chinese hypersonic missile technology through so-called diplomatic channels. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. authorities unveiled Wednesday long-delayed new rules aimed at clamping down on export to nations like Russia and China hacking technology amid a sharp uptick in cyber attacks globally. The rules are set to go into force in 90 days and prevents the sale of certain software or devices to a list of countries unless approved by a Bureau of the Commerce Department. The news comes days after U.S. government data showed $590 million in ransomware-related payments were reported to Washington in the first half of 2021 alone, setting a pace to beat totals for the whole previous decade. Although Moscow denies any responsibility, most recent ransomware attacks against the United States have been blamed on Russian-speaking hacker groups or those operating from Russian territory. Efforts to win the return of 17 members of a U.S.-based missionary group and a local driver stretched into a fourth day Wednesday with a violent gang demanding $1 million ransom per person. The group seized includes 5 children aged from 8 months to 15 years. 16 of the abductees are Americans and 1 Canadian. The Ohio-based Christian Aid Ministries said it would hold a day of fasting and prayer for its missionaries Thursday. The organization says the group was returning from visiting an orphanage when it was abducted. A wave of kidnappings has added to other miseries besetting the Caribbean nation. There was a strike on Monday in response to the kidnappings and shuttered businesses, schools, and public transportation, a new blow to Haiti's struggling economy. Life was largely back to normal on Wednesday, but unions and other groups vowed to organize another strike next week. And sporadic protests erupted Wednesday in Port-au-Prince over the lack of fuel, with gangs blamed for blocking gas distribution terminals. The Ethiopian government carried out more airstrikes on the Tigray region on Wednesday, significantly escalating a campaign to weaken Tigrayan forces in an almost one-year-old war. A government spokesperson said some Wednesday strikes targeted a military training center and a heavy artillery depot. That came after a morning airstrike in the regional capital of Mekele the third this week. Tigrayan television said the attack targeted the center of the city, while the Ethiopian government said it targeted buildings with Tigrayan forces. The Tigray People's Liberation Front accuses government forces of being desperate on the war front because they're losing on the ground, while also saying this week's bombings shows they don't care about Tigrayan civilians. Find more on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote,